Good evening, everybody. Happy Easter if you get into all that shit. Just a quick update. Just for my own sake, really. But if you want to listen, that's up to you. Been doing me training all last 2 weeks. Got another 2 days, then I've got an exam, and then I'll be hopefully I'll have another badge to my name after the prison officer badge. just up to date. But I also wanted to just to read something, really, that prison officers, correctional officers, or whatever anyone else in the job's called, I don't know. It's just a few words from a prison officer from HMB Preston. So again, I'm not taking praise for something that I haven't done. I'll tell you who it is. It's on a page that I'm on. We were once prison officers, and I found it quite enlightening, really. And it's it explains a lot of the stuff that prison officers go through that members of the public don't realise. Anybody who works in any prisons, wherever, and if anyone who doesn't listen to this, just enlightens you to what a day in the life of a prison officer, and this is nearly enough every day prison officers see this crap, and we have to put up with it. It's just what we do. So I'll read it, and I don't make any apologies for reading this, because I found it quite true, and it just brings it home to me and other people that we get all these campaigns on the TV for mental health for police officers and paramedics and nurses, which I'm not doubting they do have it, and soldiers and forces. No one ever mentions prison officers. No one ever mentions us and what we go through every single day. Now, I was in the army, right, yeah? And we went through some shit, but it wasn't every single fucking day. Same as the police. You see all these programmes, and they're just like prison things on TV. They just focus on the things that happen. Now, some policemen must do duties where they don't deal with anything, or they deal with mundane things. It's not all the time, but as a prison officer, you're in it day in, day out. You get no breaks from it. There's always something going on. And however good you run your wing, these things happen. And I'm going to read it to you now. It's by Graham Crane, who works at HMP Preston. I'm going to read it all, and hopefully some people who are not in service or not working in prisons listen to this and take note of what prison officers have to put up with every day, okay? So, I wrote this a few years ago, and also something called Don't Be Surprised. I seriously don't think prison officers get the credit they deserve from the media or the public. Some of these things happen every week, sometimes all of them. So, how do you feel today? How would you feel today if a murderer threatened to kill your kids? How would you feel today if a very dangerous criminal said they know where you live and will be visiting you? How would you feel today if you saw a fight? You and your colleague went to help and then were surrounded by 60 prisoners shouting and baying for blood. How would you feel today if you found someone cutting themselves severely with a razor blade, but afterwards still had to continue your day at work as normal? How would you feel today if as a female, you went to answer a door and the person inside was masturbating, knowing a female was going to answer the door? How would you feel today if someone asked you for something, you said no, and then that person threatened you and called you the worst things you can imagine. I know what I'd do. How would you feel today if you opened the door and you found someone hanging? How would you feel today if every decision you made could have a huge impact on the safety of yourself and others? How would you feel today if you walked along a landing and you saw someone cut open someone's face with two razor blades melted into a piece of plastic? How would you feel today if you were surrounded by many, many people, none of them which you can trust? How would you feel today if I said you have to walk along a corridor that has 90 people in it full of criminals, some of which are very, very dangerous people to the public? You have to walk in, lock the door behind you, walk through them to the gate 15 metres to the other side. How would you feel today if I said you can't switch off for 1 second? You need to be totally aware of everything that's not going on around you every time you walk along the landings. Now, I'm like that now in Civvy Street. I can't walk to the shop without checking all the time and just noticing everything. How would you feel today if you have to look after many men with mental health issues, some very severe, but only had very basic training and knowledge? How would you feel today if you are under so much pressure from all the above, then knowing that an action you've been trained to do could lead to an investigation that could cost you your job? How would you feel today if you had some awful issues at home and still had to deal with all the above? How would you feel today? Mate, that is, every word of that is true. And some officers have to put up with that day in, day out. I worked on a detox wing, day in, day out. I worked in reception, day in, day out. I worked at an house block, fucking day in, day out. The only time I had a break from that is when I worked on an enhanced wing. That's the only time I got a break from all that shit I've just spoke about. Apart from, I'm not a female, obviously, but I've worked with female officers that it's happened to. To be fair, if it happened to him when I was on shift, that person would have a severe chat and a severe talking to, and I'd nick the bastard. All that is what... And members of the public don't even fucking know half of it. They don't know half of it. When we have to... It's not mentioned on there. When you've got to go in a cell where someone's shit up, or you've got to go in a cell that's fucking blood spurting all over you. And then you get that person to hospital, or he's off his head on spice, and then he nearly dies, and he gets taken to hospital by helicopter, and then he's back 4 hours later doing it again. You know, this is what we deal with day in, day out on the wings and in the prison. So I'm hoping that some people people appreciate it are in the job, and people who are not in the job appreciate what officers did. And we're not on telly, and we're not fucking having programmes all about the shit we put away and how it affects us. I'm absolutely mentally fucked now for all the shit, and I only did it for 12 years. How these lads do it for fucking longer than, I don't know, mate, and all power to him, and I admire him, but, mate, it just fucked my head up. Because I've seen all that, every bit of that that's said on that bit of transcript, I've done and I've seen. My only thing that I was an hostage negotiator, or a crisis negotiator as they call them now, and most of the incidents I got involved with, apart from two, ended peacefully and no one got hurt, which I was dead proud of, because at the end of the day, that's what I was there. I didn't want anyone hurt. Definitely not my colleagues and prisoners. I didn't want anyone hurt in the incident. But prisoners don't. I could do that, say so was. I've had it, right? I will talk about me first. I've had it. We've gone in, we've saved someone's life, and 2 hours later, we're getting abused and called cunt, getting called all the names of the sun. And, you know, prisoners don't appreciate it. If you saved another someone's life. They don't care. You're a fucking screw. We don't care about you. And that's what we do. That's what we have to put up with, mate. The only way you get through it is your colleagues and the prison officer banter. Where I worked, a lot of managers and a lot of the suits were good about it, but some of them were like, what the fuck, you know, get on with your work. Just, it's like that says, get back on the wings. Just see someone slice the face up. You've dealt with it, you've got them, you're covered in fucking blood. They're like, go and get changed and get back on your wings. It's like, where's the fucking help? You know what I mean? And that's what prisoners officers have to deal with. Now, it's just madness. I've posted it on my Facebook. I've copied it. I hope Mr. Crane, if he listens, doesn't mind. Because we're all in the same job. We're all trying to get... We don't want praise for our job. We just want fucking recognition at what we do. These people could be out on the streets, but they all get stuck in prison, which is fair enough. But then, who deals with them? Who deals with the violence and the bullying and the fucking rapes and the spoonings? Us, we have to deal with it. I know colleagues that have got it. A bloke's been spooned, which is, he's come in with drugs and, they've gone in with spoons to get it out. That's all I'm going to say because it's sick. And it's shit and blood and everything all over the floor. They have to go in and deal with that. And then they have to get on with the job. They've got another 6 hours fucking work today. No sympathy, apart from each other. If we didn't have it, if the brotherhood and sisterhood in prisons wasn't how it was, I reckon officers wouldn't last 5-6 years, never mind. I lasted 12. My last 3 years, I only lasted through my fucking brothers and sisters in the jail. You know, I'm not in it anymore, but I've still not got it out of my head. I still can't fully operate without fucking being scared, I'll admit it. I go out and I'm scared, people come running behind me, I'm fucking on it. So, yeah, you don't get rid of it. I've been in therapy, I'm waiting for trauma therapy at the minute, because I just can't do it. I've got PTSD, yeah? Now I'm in the worst state because a doctor's told me this. I don't have the dreams about what happened and things I've seen. I have dreams about what would have happened if I hadn't got there. It's fucking weird. I'm there like... When I worked in childcare, I ran in the sea and saved the girl from drowning. Right? And my dream was now... I didn't get there, I didn't get to her in time and she died. It's fucking weird, mate, it's doing me head in. But, so I still talk to my friends about it who were still in the job, and that helped because then they come back and call me a soft bastard and all this, so yeah. And that might sound harsh, but it's not because it's what I need to hear. I don't need to hear, oh, you'll be all right, fucking breathe and all that. It's like being called you dickhead, so we are. And having a laugh about it, and that releases it from me. So if any of you lot are listening, my old friends and that, good, thanks, you're helping me a lot, even though you don't think you are. And this helps a lot as well. Just wanted to do that because I don't know, I think I've got it in my head now that I'm going to start this thing about getting help for ex-prison officers and actually highlighting what we have to put up with. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but, you know, it's probably my next project to keep me sane. So, anyway, to all people who work in the service, anywhere in the world who's listening, be safe, look after each other and look after yourselves. And anyone who's not in the service, be safe and look after yourselves and look after each other. Best of all, be nice to each other. Okay. Thank you for listening and hopefully speak to you soon. Bye.